Like a star in my vast sea, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Welcome to the show today. A little bit of a different intro. Donovan from a long time back, the Hurdy Gurdy Man. Song that I kind of liked and I thought might be fitting with so much hatred and anger going on. And we're going to get into all of that, of course. You know, we're going to be talking about what happened, what is still ongoing in Gaza, and we're going to really pick it apart. But I thought, it was kind of interesting to bring it in on a note of the Hurdy Gurdy Man singing songs of love in the crying of humanity right now. We've got to have a steady voice. We've got to move ahead. We've got to, you know, buckle in and try to hang on to some sanity, I think, because we are in a very, very bad situation. We are not, we're not in a situation right now where we can kick back, relax, and enjoy things, because the world is heating up. The political climate is incredibly hot here in the United States. People who are speaking out against all this madness are becoming deplatformed, and even worse, they're now trying to lock people up. If you're going to listen to Hillary Clinton, and she's been around for way too long, friends, way, way, way too long, and I'm actually praying that her end comes very quickly and very visibly. So I don't know if you that doesn't sound like love. Well, the bottom line is this woman is a dangerous person. Everybody knows that. Anyhow, I am glad to be with you. This is Lightspeed. I am Steve Starrs here on the Monday, and we're going to kind of go into some of these things as we get into these segments here. You know, I will be talking about some things that are going to get pretty heavy that we need to look at and think about right now. One of those is, in particular, what is happening behind the scenes with all of these governments? Why are these people operating these governments that we pay taxes into to start wars and to infuriate the situations that are out there right now? And what happened with Hamas? And did they actually, was this a false flag? Was this something stimulated? And if you don't think they can do that, look at what they did on 9/11. Look at what they did on Oklahoma City. Look at, go back to many of these things that have happened in the past. And they will execute people in order to propose and execute an agenda that they have already in hand and a plan that's ready, set to go. But there's more to it than just Hamas, friends. This is something that's very big. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the Sabbatean banking cult, the Sabbatean Frankist banking cult. You know what? A lot of times people say, well, it's the Jews. It's the Jews. No, it's really not the Jews, to be honest with you. Because once you listen to this, you're going to find out to a large extent, just like in the United States of America, people say, well, it's the Americans. It's the Americans. No, it's an operation that's going on behind the scenes. And I've actually talked about this on the station before. I think, gosh, going back 7 years on the network here, we had Barry Shamish on, who was one of the people who really identified the Sabbatean Labor Party, Synagogue of Satan cult, if you want to know. And that's who these people are. people like Zelensky, people like Perez, people like Soros, people like Bernie Madoff, people like Larry Fink, all these people who have gotten into the mechanics of operating the finances, who have been around for quite some time, are actually a satanic cult. They are the synagogue of Satan. It's not all Jews, friends. You got to be distinctive of that. It's not all Jews all the time. You know what I mean? David Duke, you know, says that we've had him on the network before, and I challenged him on this because, you know, you've got a lot of people involved in this, various different cults interwoven in the entire operation. And now you have to ask this question: why was Bibi Netanyahu here talking to so many people? Look at all the things that that have come up in this recent episode. Why did Israel stand down? Why did we give $6 billion to Iran? Why was Biden, you know, here recently just saying that, you know, things needed to be broken down on our wall even more? And we have all these illegals coming in who are military age people. You know, he took the position that he was going to stop this and then took all the money and left the project undone is what happened here. So we've got some real problems. But anyhow, we have this one segment. I'm going to play this to get right off to the beginning so we can get into this later on. I'm sure some of you will want to voice in, but I've got some information pertaining to what's really going on. I'm going to go a little deeper than David Icke does. But the reason why I wanted David Icke to say this is because I've been talking about this now for at least 7 or 8 years. And I want somebody else who, you know, David Icke's got a lot of credibility to really deal with this. So you can hear that it's not just me. There is something else. And a lot of people are starting to take notice of the Sabbatean Frankist Jewish cartel that has grasped all the financial strings of the world economy right now. This is who Yuval Noah Harari and a lot of these other people are coming out of Davos. You know, you're seeing them all, Larry Fink, so many others, running your media, running everything. They're a very dangerous cult. So, Julie, if we got that clip, let's just go ahead and play it and get into it and get it over with right now.
What they want you to do in any situation like this is to take sides. And if I'm going to take the side of anyone, I take the side of the civilians. The civilians in Israel who have been subject to these horrors that continue. And the civilians in Gaza who are now suffering the horrors of the Israeli response. But in terms of sides, one fighting the other, to take either is to lose the plot. Because I've been exposing for decades now and been called anti-Semitic for it, even though it's the opposite. I've been exposing a cult. There's a global cult. And there is a major aspect of it, which is called the Sabbatean cult. The Sabbatean cult goes back to the 1600s. I've detailed it all in the books. But basically, it is a grouping, a satanic grouping, that is expert in posing as what it's not. So they might pose as Islamic leaders. They might pose as Vatican leaders. Or they might and have mercilessly for the Jewish people in general, they might and have posed as Jewish leaders. It was this Sabbatean cult, with the Rothschilds very much involved, who were responsible for the creation of Israel in 1948. And the horrors matching what's happened now and more, imposed by Sabbatean, actually, but officially Jewish, terrorist groups like Irgun and the Stern Gang, who forced hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to leave their homeland in terror, never to return. So when you look at what's happening now, and the horrors of what has been imposed upon Jewish civilians, we should not take sides. Because when you get to the core of what's controlling this side and what's controlling that side, ultimately, you're looking at the same people. And Sabbateans, who have been the controllers of Israel from the start, and then moved in on places like America, they, irony of ironies, hate Jewish people. They have contempt for them. And I've been saying all these years that in the end, this Sabbatean cult is gonna throw the Jewish people in general under a colossal bus. And we are now, as I speak, seeing that happen. All the Jewish population of Israel have got to contemplate is how they were treated during the so-called pandemic, fake pandemic, and how they were forced in many and various ways to get the fake COVID vaccine, which has killed and maimed so many in its wake. They don't care about you, Jewish people of Israel and the wider world. The Sabbatean cult has infiltrated you. It does not care about you. And that's why it's allowed this to happen. For ulterior motives, we will get into.
Okay. There you are. You know, David Icke talking about that now just recently. He's gone into it before. As I said, we've had guests on here. One in particular was Barry Shamish, who we interviewed many years ago. He was formerly with the IDF during the 84 war, I think the era of the 84 Muslim, the Falange and different groups like that in Lebanon, which is kind of when... to some extent, Hezbollah got started. Now, I want to point out that there is a serious problem with the armament situation here right from the start. Gaza was a sleepy little fishing town until they turned it into what many have called an open-air concentration camp, kind of a ghetto like Warsaw. And it's been crowded. We've had some of the people actually on this network who've lived there. They've told us the conditions. It's very tense. People are all cramped. They don't know how well they're going to survive. They're waiting on government. They're clustered together in this location, and they can't really get in and get out. And yet there's always a hotbed of people who are agitators working in this situation. Now, I was never a fan of Yasser Arafat, okay? And I'm not a fan of Mohammed Mumed Abbas, the guy that was appointed, you know, another one of these people that I think was actually appointed by the West and our interest to lead. And, you know, he's got a little bit more sophistication than Arafat did, of course, but he has been taking the helm of leading the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, or this forefront of people who are talking about the conditions in Gaza and also the conditions in other parts of the Palestinian issue as it exists all throughout in and out of Israel. Keep in mind, the Palestinians have not been very popular with a lot of the other nations around there. The Lebanese don't like them. I'll go into my experiences from my in-laws. I've actually had family who are Lebanese in-laws. I'm not related directly, but I've learned a lot from them about what's going on. They're Christians. They are what they call Maronite Christians, and they've been in there and out of there for quite a few years, and they can tell you a lot about it, but they are not real popular. They don't like Israel because of the problems that they're having, but at the same time, Israel has also kept them from being overrun by some pretty radical Muslim groups, and they have to admit that, even though they don't like it. But they don't like the Palestinians. Lebanon, I think they slaughtered something like 15,000 Palestinians, and the UN turned the other way and didn't even look. And of course, Saudi Arabia, they're not real popular there. Jordan is the only nation that's really tried to take them in and been fairly successful. We could talk about the Palestinian situation quite a bit. Originally, before the so-called Holocaust that happened, well, it was very real. In terms of the people that they selected, that they wanted to pull out of the Jewish population in Europe and get rid of. And those were mostly conservative and rather well-established Ashkenazi Jews who had businesses. They had shoe shops, they had watch shops, they were jewelers in some cases, or they handled, sometimes they were doctors and various kinds of things. The people they wanted to get rid of were the intelligentsia in Europe. They wanted to get rid of them because then they would have nothing left but the poverty-stricken people that they could move to Israel, which is what they did. And so it was very selective. That's why you see George Soros involved with this. He's one of those people, very, very directly involved. Zelensky as well. Now, as David Icke had pointed out, Dr. Zelenko, not Zelensky, Zelenko, Zeb Zelenko, who is a Hasidic Jew, had gone to speak before the Rabbinic Council. This is when I first became aware of his work, warning them about the vaccine. He was saying, this is a bad idea. You don't want to inoculate all the population with this thing. And of course, these guys are all rabbis, and not many of them have much of a background in medicine, but a few do, of course. And he was pleading with them, don't start this vaccination program in Israel. Well, they, as David Icke pointed out, they didn't listen at all. They had, when the people were vaccinated, I think it was the was it the J&J or the AstraZeneca? I don't think it was either Moderna or the Pfizer. But they all of a sudden had a lot of serious effects in the population. So they were used as test rats, just like Mengele would have done in many of his experiments under the Germans. So you can see right here, and I've known people who've come from this location from Israel, Barry Shamash being one of them. He calls it the compromised nation. And he talks about the carpetbaggers and the people who have come in and basically taken a lot of folks who were looking for a new home and a new place and an identity where they thought they were going to be safe and put them in this essentially what is a gulag in a way. They're working on kibbutzes and farms. There's two classes of people there. There are those high rollers and the people that make a lot of money. And then there are a lot of people out there on the farmland and just trying to get by. Some of them survivors from Europe. Some of them people coming from Russia and various other places. So, I mean, there is definitely a situation there that if you look at very clearly, and I've talked to people who've come out of it and said it's horrible. I mean, it's really bad, especially Ethiopian Jews and people like that from other places that are Sephardic in some cases. They don't fit in, and they're let to be known, is what I'm saying, that is the case. And so the situation isn't good there. And so you've had a lot of problems over there for a long time. Now, what is happening at this point? That's where we're going to go with, which is what is really important. What has taken place is Hamas is not the threat to Israel. It's not really a threat to Israel at all, but it is a cordoned off location. They have been occasionally some people who I think may not represent really the people who are there in Gaza, and their interests have been agitating things and causing a lot of trouble, which causes more of a lockdown on those people. And this has been prompted and conditioned people, insurgents is what I'm saying, people who've gotten in there, fired in most cases very low ordnance, small misguided missiles, more like very dangerous pop bottle rockets into locations and keeping people in Israel in that region very upset as something could happen. And then at the same time, there's nothing that's been anything that I would call a collective resistance out of that area. There have been a lot of people rallying, and some of you may know, and you may want to tell me if you want to call in, but you'll see some of that happening out there. And but the problem really isn't Hamas. What it really is Hezbollah to the north, friends. And I'll tell you about that as we get into the show. What is happening up there is a very major armament of some of the most high-tech and more newer and more dangerously lethal weapons up there. They had upwards of 40,000 of those about 6 or 7 years ago. I would guess it's probably close to 75,000 now. Hamas can actually level most of Israel in about 1 hour. Most people don't know that. And even Bibi doesn't talk about this, but it's the real threat. That's where the real problem is. And this is why, you know, they're mounting this attack, because this is where it's headed. And this is why it's touchy. We'll get right back with you after these quick breaks. Stay tuned.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Oh yeah, don't dream it's over, friends. We got to get back into reality here. You know, we have got to stand up, and we got to alert people. Our strongest weapon is information, friends. Just like you know, we're talking about right now. If we could wake people up to these cults that have taken over the governments, we have every opportunity to change things. But if we continue to try to play sides, we don't realize who's orchestrating this. Just as David Icke said, we're going to continue to spin around and around and around. The people are always going to be abused by the elite. These people will dress up in different garb, whether they're Freemasons, Jesuits, Club of 300, Bilderbergers, Sabbatean Labor Party, Jews primarily. And we can go into the story of the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin, which Barry Shamish uncovered many years ago, and he explained why that happened and why Perez, who is a Sabbatean, took over the government at that time. Is Bibi a good guy? Not necessarily, no, not really, but he is the liaison to the CIA and the U.S. and AIPAC, the Israeli lobby, as you know. Okay, so we'll get into that maybe a little bit too. But first, let's look at a story here. Israel orders complete siege of Gaza, barbarians, as the death toll tops 1,100. And it's probably going to get higher. I don't know whether these numbers are accurate, friends. But the update also is this. Israel is striking targets in South Lebanon as feared. A two-front war scenario unfolds. Remember what I said? Hezbollah is the real target. They are the real lethal weapon out here in this whole thing, dug in. And they're on the northern border of Israel, the southern border of Lebanon, and they've been there for a long, long time. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about my Lebanese friends and my Lebanese relatives. They've lived out there for a long time, and I talked to them just recently. And, of course, they've lived in the United States, and I tried to keep them. I say, stay here. Don't go back over there, because they've had some difficult situations. In one case, they were stopped at a blockade and almost all killed. They know it's very tough, but you know those people are very attached to that land, to their culture, to their people. Everything is there, and actually they're pretty wealthy too. So as a matter of fact, they have some beautiful property out in the mountains near Beirut, and you know, they eat well, they live well, and they still want to see a Lebanon that flourishes. And but the old Lebanon and the old Beirut used to be the Riviera, you know, used to be the beautiful location for a lot of gambling and elite people who went there for many years to enjoy the very high life and the great cuisine. These people, when it comes to fixing good food, they are really on top of it. But the bottom line is that place has been a problem for so many years. I mean, this goes all the way back to Alexander the Great at Tyre. You know, it goes all the way back to King Nebuchadnezzar at Tyre. I think it was 563 BC. And of course, you know, the great Phoenician Empire was at one time very, very large in that area. But it's got a lot of history. It has a tremendous amount of history. It's a beautiful area. But at the same time, it's also now very volatile, because down to the south, the Hezbollah has been moving in. Hezbollah is connected to Iran. This is one of the reasons why Damascus is in virtual ruins right now, because they were shuttling a lot of very dangerous weapons across in that area. Now, you probably may remember when Soleimani was killed by a missile attack during the Trump administration and what happened at that time. A lot of people were against what Trump did. I don't know for sure whether it was really whether that attack actually took place. And I heard people saying, oh, that's going to really make the Iranians mad and they're going to retaliate. Well, it never did. And I said, no, I don't think so, because you see, Soleimani was very much on the forefront of moving a lot of that weaponry in that area. But he was kind of out of control with the mullahs back in Iran. They were actually concerned about him. He was a loose cannon. In many ways, even though they didn't let on, they had a big celebration in his memorial and all of that. I think the mullahs did not want Soleimani to entangle them into something even bigger than they wanted to get into. So that took place a while back. But as I've said before, you know, the whole situation in Iraq has gotten, well, it's not depleted now. And I think you're going to see the Iraqi conflict come back, because this is where a lot of those people are going to be moving into, driving the material and the weapons and the things that we provided Afghanistan. What was it? Something like $86 billion that we left there. The Taliban, a number of other different Islamic organizations, mostly Shiite, but there could be some Muslims as well. They're going to be taking occupation of Iraq at this point. They're going to meet the challenge of Israel trying to take out Hezbollah. Now, here's the problem. Hezbollah has some tremendous weaponry. They have some tremendous weaponry. I don't know whether Israel realizes what they're getting into. Well, I think they do. Maybe they think they can keep it under control. But I am concerned right now that what you're going to see is a massive amount of airstrikes that take place. Now, we know Israel invaded Lebanon during the ground war. Remember that? That goes back to, I think it was 2004, 2005, and 2006, in that era. They could not win the war. because they couldn't win it on the ground. They would have to mount a massive air campaign, which they could have done. But they realized this is not where we want to go, because if this happens, the whole world's going to be watching. Now, we'll get back and we'll talk a little bit more about that, maybe take some calls. But the key thing is we're going to have to look at this very carefully, friends, because things are getting ready to happen. Stay tuned right here to RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Let's roll into the next segment here. And if you want to call in and voice some thoughts, some maybe some opinion into what we're talking about right now, feel free, please. And we'll take your calls. You don't have to agree, by the way. If you disagree, well, you let me know. But what I'm telling you, friends, is let's not fall into the trap of thinking the people. You know, it's not the Jews, friends. It's not the Jews. It's this particular cult that's been manipulating Jews for years. They actually set up the Holocaust. They knew what they were doing. They were eliminating certain people. And Barry Shamus goes into great detail into all this. And as I said before, the real threat that I even talked about on another radio show this morning when everybody was talking about what had happened in Gaza. I said, no, the real issue is going to be to the north with Hezbollah. A story up here right now from Hadi Nasrallah. I'm not sure where he writes from, but Israeli warplanes are bombing southern Lebanon. This is a severe escalation. This came after clashes between Israeli occupation forces and unknown gunmen. Hezbollah will not sit and watch. Expect a retaliation. And as I've said, they are very heavily armed with some very, very, very lethal weaponry, particularly ground-based missiles that are far more dangerous than anything that was ever coming out of Gaza, friends. And, of course, there might have been a few that were of that sort and of that caliber, but not many. So here's, according to CNN even, Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, said in a brief statement on Monday that it has helicopters who are currently striking in Lebanese territory. No further details were provided. Yeah, right. Earlier, the IDF said a number of armed suspects who infiltrated into Israel from Lebanon were killed, and that IDF soldiers were searching the area. Of course, now what they had done is they had actually built a tunnel underneath the wall, which was discovered. And the goal was not to invade. The goal was to put people in strategic positions. If you believe that people were flying in on these, paragliding helicopters from the north, no. That's not going to happen along the Lebanese-Israeli border up to the north, and probably not any place else, really, realistically. I mean, those things were so stupid. I thought, a 12-gauge shotgun would have been an easy takedown for one of those. All you got to do is hit the parachute a few times and spray him with buckshot, man. No, that looks stupid. If you ask me, that was all theater. I mean, I don't believe anything of that sort was coming in to do any kind of work. But that is one of the tactics that they're going to use. They're going to infiltrate various locations, strategic locations inside Israel, and that's what they've done before. Okay, the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, that's UNIFL, I guess, peacekeepers said in a statement on Monday that it has reported explosions near Al-Bustain in southwest Lebanon. There are also reports of IDF heavy armor that has been seen headed to the northern border with Lebanon. Cross-border attacks are intensifying in the growing tit-for-tat. Well, it's going to get worse than tit-for-tat, friends. Israeli army targets have taken down 3 Hezbollah watchtowers in southern Lebanon so far. These watchtowers are mostly figments of figurine resistance, but they're not really all that important. The total death toll among both sides as the all-out war between Israel and Gaza militants enters its third day is top 1,100, with most of these deaths being Israeli at an estimated 800. Now, I don't know if I trust a lot of these figures, but yes, a lot of people have been killed and injured and seriously wounded. So let's see. Israel's defense minister has on Monday orchestrated a complete siege of Gaza, which alarmingly includes cutting off all supply of electricity, fuel and food, but even also water for a densely packed population of 3+ million people in that area, in that strip, the Gaza Strip. See, there's way too many people in that place. The tensions, it's been basically an open-air concentration camp all these years. It's been a horrible situation. Yoav Gallant said, "I have given an order. Gaza will be under complete siege." He added, "We are fighting the barbarians, and we will respond accordingly." You know, the people that I have talked to in Gaza, and I know they're not all the same, most of them are just people trying to survive, friends. These aren't people who are barbarians. These are people who are stuck in a very bad situation and have been there and have been since that area was partitioned off. I think it was a bad idea in the beginning, to be honest with you. When Roosevelt met with leaders in Europe before the whole Holocaust era began in 1938 at Evian, you know, like the bottled water. He asked for money to relocate people in another place. I think if they'd have raised the kind of money that they should have been raising instead of for weapons, they could have gotten a lot of people relocated out of those places and into someplace else other than leaving them in Europe. And you know who said no to that idea? It was basically the Sabbateans, the same people. They said, no, if you take out all these Jews, there'll only be a few left who will be persecuted. So you can see they were setting this up even at that time. They were using these people. They use the Jews. They use the Jews, friends. Okay, we said At the same time that, you know, a statement from the energy ministry, Israel Katz, confirmed, I instructed that the water supply from Israel to Gaza be cut off immediately. That's like humanitarian disaster, friends. Israeli defense forces have reportedly taken all the southern towns and settlements, which were hit hardest by Saturday's shock invasion of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Those are the militants in Gaza. Okay. But now, as we're talking about, as this has progressed, now it's hitting the main line of the problem, which was Hezbollah, and probably upwards of 75,000 very, very strategic and dangerous missiles hidden underground that can be launched from either launchers or like Stingers. They can be fired from shoulder packs and things like that. There's going to be a lot of trouble, and this was not the way to solve it. This is one of the reasons why they cut off that supply from Syria that was coming through, that was being advanced in that area. And look at what happened to Damascus, friends. This is the kind of thing that I think we may see a lot of here if we don't watch out. And so this is what we got to be looking for, and this is what we got to be praying for, in my thinking, because we are in a dangerous situation. This could escalate very, very fast, and it already has. The whole situation with Hezbollah was always the target, in my belief. They were just getting rid of the situation or the uncontrollable problem that they had in Gaza first. And they're using this as a shock and awe feature to the whole thing, because the people in Lebanon, as I've talked about before, to get back to that, when I asked my friends about Lebanon, you know, and I said, well, what do you think it is? Have you been down to the south? And the ladies there, who are very stylish, you know, they would say, it's creepy. It's really creepy down there. Lebanese have become very, very cold over the last few years to Hezbollah, because when they first came in, Hezbollah was building parks for the kids. It was all diplomacy, all handshakes, and everybody was relatively happy. They thought, well, Hezbollah will protect us from another land-based incursion of Israel up here, which they went into in 2006, if you remember, and actually lost that war, but did a lot of damage. They said this will stop them for the time being. At least they'll be a peacekeeping force. But the reality is they were stocking up on big weapons all the time. And as it has progressed, the Lebanese are not very happy. They wanted Hezbollah out of there as well. I mean, they needed a peacekeeping border operation, but this was not the one they needed, friends. This is what I'm hearing from my friends who've lived there for quite some time. So, you know, this is the kind of thing we're looking at here. We've got to be asking these questions as to, you know, what are we supporting? How do we let this get out of control? At this point in time, with a maniac and an imbecile like Joe Biden in power, with the trouble that we've already been stirring up around the world, look who's doing this. It's the same people, the banking cult. Look at the financial people who are behind this military-industrial complex, also the technocratic elite, also the insurance of a lot of money through massive debt that they're ripping us off. These are all three of the things that Eisenhower warned us of in 1961 in his farewell speech. He said military-industrial complex, technocratic elite, and massive debt will be the end of the country. This is exactly what we're seeing. So now as this progresses, we feel like, where do we stand? Well, we have a fairly large naval fleet, one of the biggest fleets in Cyprus right now, the ships of Chittim, if you like. And already we see an aircraft carrier going over there. Now, remember what happened with the USS Liberty. Many of you know what happened with the USS Liberty when it was fired upon by Israeli jets in the Six-Day War, because they wanted to sink it as a false flag. There were people who were killed on that ship. But by the grace of God, actually, I think it might have even been a Russian trawler, that ship stayed afloat. And when that ship floated into port, I think it was in Naples or Greece or someplace, I mean, the people in the Navy just wept when they saw what had happened to one of our ships out there that was intended to be sunk by Johnson and by Admiral John McCain, the senator's father, when they put that ship in McNamara and everybody else in harm's way. So, yes, they will do these kinds of things. We have to be on the lookout for them. We have to be aware of this. I would say we need to pay attention. I would say we need to pray. I would say we need to be alert. And we also have to be careful. Don't label people by their government as much. Look at who's running things. You're going to find they're the same people creating a very, very devastating outlook to our future. That's where we're at with all this. We need to be paying attention. So as this progresses, as I said this morning, to the attack on the border between Lebanon and Israel, this is where the firefight is going to get very, very big and intense. And it could even hit in places in the U.S. right now because of our affiliation, the same alliance, all these kinds of people. This is not what we need. What we need is cooler heads in these positions of authority and our leaders to step in and say, let's put a stop to this now. We have let this go too far out of control, friends. We've got to support the impeachment, in my belief, because we've got to get rid of Biden as fast as possible. He needs to be brought out of power. We need a change in authority. We need to step up as we the people. And if you say you can't do anything about it, yes, you can. You get on the phone, talk to your senators, your congressmen, talk to these people and say, this policy is out of control. We don't have people who could aptly and competently deal with this issue right now. It will get much more intense. I'm not trying to sound like I'm an alarmist and freak you out, but this is where we are. I've got to do my job. I've got to try to tell you the best information I possibly can. So, you know, we can confirm that images showing Hamas beheading of IDF soldiers does exist, according to some reports. Do not go searching for them. Some of these people haven't seen the images of the magnitude since ISIS was prevalent. Well, you remember ISIS was created by John McCain insane, another idiot, another traitor, another person like this. It needs to be held back. We've got these people all over, and we've got to put a stop to it. We've got to do everything we can. We've got to recognize that this is a serious, it's escalating. It's not just going to be the war in Ukraine anymore, a war which should have never been fought, started by the same people, Soros, Zelensky. Okay, look at the banksters involved with all this, all the rich Ukrainians. Many of them, top people in Ukraine who were very wealthy, were Jews who fled that area with their money while they're leaving their fellow countrymen at the mercy of what's happening now. This is the kind of stuff that's got to be stopped, friends. We got to get on the job. We got to get with it. Okay, so now we got a few minutes. If you want to call in, voice your opinions. If you have some ideas, some updates, if you've seen anything, I'd be glad to listen to you. I've told you so much about what I've heard over the years, warning about even Hezbollah years ago that they were very heavily armed. Don't count them out as being very capable of creating a real threat to Israel and the entire region. So they are pretty well armed, and they have been for a long, long time. They are set for a war. This was no surprise. How did this happen? How did this happen? Was this just an accident? Was this just a flare-up, or was this put together as a false flag and an operation to excite and begin to, exploit, that would be the word, exploit another situation over there that was absolutely unnecessary, a bad, bad, bad set of circumstances that got out of control. This is why we got to be alert. So there's, at this point, I don't know that I am confident to talk about the fatality numbers. I think these numbers come in too quickly. When I first heard about the numbers, they said 100 Israelis were killed and 200 people in Gaza. Then now the numbers are moving up to the north and to Israel, and those numbers are upwards of about 1,100 deaths and a lot of other serious injuries there. I don't think Hamas was continuing to pour on more fire as this all came down. So I don't really know that I trust those numbers yet. But as I've said before, David Icke in the piece that we had on here explains what's really happening there. We're seeing the wrong people in control. We've let them get into control. We know who they are. Our greatest weapon right now is identifying who these people really are. That's what we've been doing here at RBN for many years, and that's why we need to keep this network on the air, because we are the ones who are telling you who is pulling the strings behind these things and pulling a lot of people's lives down into horror and into misery. And they're not being stopped like they should be. We have every right to use the law to take these people out of power. This is not the way our government is supposed to work with this incredibly stupid idiot. This man who has lost his mind should have never been president in the first place. So this has got to be interrupted before things get any worse. And that's what we're going to have to do, and we're going to have to stay on top of it. You got to talk to your friends. A lot of people are going to be shocked. They're not going to understand the situation. Okay. It's just like 9/11. They're not going to really see what's going on. It's going to take them a long time to figure it out because they haven't been paying attention for a long period of time. We're the ones who've been telling folks what has been happening all this time. And, you know for yourself, this is the way the situation is developed. There's a lot of different people weighing in. It's not just the United States, of course. So, of course, Canada. I love our friends up in Canada, man, and we pray for you. In Australia as well, there's some good people in Australia, though most of my Australian friends will tell you most of Australians are ditzes, and I've unfortunately found out listening to some of them that, yes, they are. But there's some great people there, too. We got some good people in the UK, Germany. You know, you've heard the MPs in Germany talking about the problems with the whole jab and vaccine. They're going to try to come up with a new one of these very soon. And that is a new disease, another fraud. And whether it will be dengue fever or Marburg, hemorrhagic fever, or whether it would be malaria, they're going to have new things to lock you down and try to control you. And maybe it'll just be the dangers of Hezbollah in your state and city. You know, you never can tell what they're going to try to do next, but it's all fear tactics. It's all sticking that icy talon of fear into your thinking, into your brain, so they can manipulate you. And people like Bibi Netanyahu, Zelensky, Biden, Soros, you know, these are the criminals that are behind all this. And this is where it's going because they can't wait any longer. We're waking up too fast. They got to create some kind of a havoc situation to perpetuate this crime. Okay, coming back for one more segment. Stay tuned right here at RBN. Support our sponsors, support the network. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. Let's back real quick because we have a couple of calls and we're running out of time here. Let's see if we can get to Miles in Maine first. Miles, we've got about a minute or two for you. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hello?
Miles, go ahead. We hear you.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to hear about any of this. I don't want to hear absolutely none of this. I want to hear about how these illegal invaders are being deported. I want to hear how my gas prices are coming down. I want to hear how they're going to fix this economy for us. I want to hear how this housing market's going to work out. I don't want to hear about one other country and one other thing until we get this one right here straightened out. I don't want to send one ship anywhere. I don't want to send one piece of ammunition anywhere. I want these prices down. I want this to be the America that we're safe in. I want these people that are committing the crimes to go to jail. I want these blue states with these big major cities that are collapsing now to get thrown out of office, whoever's there who can't seem to take care of the problem for these people. And I don't care about any of that. I don't want to hear any of this crazy nonsense. I don't want to hear no Ukraine, no other wars, any other wars. I don't care what anybody else on this planet's doing. I want this fixed right here now. Thank you.
Yep. All right, buddy. Yeah, thanks. We all do. That's the feeling that I have as well. You got to get on your phone and you got to change things here in the USA if you want that to happen. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Charles, we got maybe a minute or two. Go ahead.
Yeah. Miles from Maine, he's totally right. We better watch out for false flags, you know, the counter gang theories, as Lyndon LaRouche used to say. They just want to involve us in more and more wars. This is like 1941 after Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Excuse for more military adventurism and trillions of dollars wasted while we go broke.
Yeah,
that's what I have to say. You know.
Yeah. I appreciate it. You're absolutely right. Well, you know, because we haven't handled things at home, this is what's happened. It's always been this way where we've gotten involved with these international banks since World War I, essentially, really, you know, and it's escalated continually. Now our tampering with international affairs has run us broke and has depleted all of our income because we're entangled with this Sabbatean cult that is taking over the banking cartels and running. It's not just them, but there's this entire worldwide deep state is what it is, Charles, that's running things. And you're right. I mean, I wish we could get a handle on it right here, and that's what we got to do. But we got to wake people up to, you don't want to get involved in another war like Vietnam, like the Gulf War, like weapons of mass destruction. Remember that in the Iraq War. Look at what happened with Afghanistan. All the equipment that we sent over there is now coming after us or going to the places that we don't want, being driven by the people who are now our enemies. So, yeah, there's a lot of international entanglements here that we don't want to be in. But at the same time, the reason why we're there is because we haven't taken care of business here. And that's why it's gotten that way. Another thought?
Yeah, no more wars. I wish these anti-war activists had showed themselves from the 60s. I guess they're gone.
Well, we're still around, a few of us, you know. And we noticed this a long time ago. Of course, I did. But, you know, we couldn't get out of the involvement in Vietnam. We tried
it's one no-win war after another.
Yeah, we've had a lot.
The Korean War, the Vietnam, Iraq.
They've all been pretty bad. All right. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it, all of you. You know, just stay in tune. You better be praying. Because this is going to break out whether we like it or not. It's not going to ignore us. We can ignore it, but it's coming your way. Stay tuned to RBN, and we will fill you in, and we're not going to give up the fight for the home ship here. That means we don't have to take up weapons. It means we have to take up the phone. We have to take up our voices, and we have to talk to these people and get them to change. Stay tuned. Talk to you again next week.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.